on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. It's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
We're back. It's Alon with Chatterbox Video Game Radio,
and it's Aura,
and it's
not Rich.
It's a ghostly figure.
Every week we're missing somebody. A couple weeks ago we were all missing. Yeah. Then last week you were missing. Now this week Rich is missing.
Maybe he missed. He felt like he was missing being missing, and you know, so he decided to be missing.
It's because we run our serious show. Now most people listen to our show as a podcast, and there's Rich. There he is. Most people listen as a podcast, so they listen to other podcasts. And those podcasts, people in their basement, in their garage, just doing whatever they want. No, we have a timed radio program. You can even listen in live if you go to chatterboxgameshow.com.
That's right. About it. There's no slouches over here.
Yeah, but if we're not here on time, the show goes on without us.
That's right. Or without Rich.
Yes. We've all been late to the show.
Yeah. What have you been, like, jogging around the block or something? What's up with
that? Yeah, I was running in, going, I gotta make the show, and I was late.
You were packing, getting ready to leave.
I wasn't.
No? All right.
Just coming from work.
Aura, last week, you missed a very exciting portion of our program where we
Mr.
had
Mr. Workman gave us a call.
Surprise call from Ron.
Who's Mr. Workman?
Ron Workman.
Ron, okay.
Not everybody knows who Ron Workman.
Ron NSF Workman.
including Aura.
Yeah.
NSFW, you mean?
It's NSF Workman is the name that's been assigned.
Oh, I get it. Not safe for Workman. No. That's funny.
Not safe for Workman. Yeah.
All right, so... He's one of the founders of Destructoid and all-around crazy dude. And so he called in and apparently convinced me to go to CES because now I'm going. All of a sudden. It's crazy.
Well, he sounds like a very charismatic figure.
Yeah.
Indeed he is.
We'll get some photos.
Let's restrict the worshipping to the first 5 minutes of the show.
It's not worshipping. It's just we'll have some photos. We'll have some video. And I'm sure you can find it all on Destructoid or something. Our website just... Every time I put up some interesting portion of the website, it either goes underused or totally spammed. And so I get rid of that junk. But anyway, CES is apparently going to be interesting. Do you have any news about what we're going to be doing, Rich?
We would have gone to a Sony press conference, but that's on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we're not going to make it.
Did they cancel that since they're closing like half of their side business?
It doesn't matter. CES isn't about video games. So the press conferences are about... other things.
Just technology in general. Games is part of it.
Like Capcom's going to be there and some
right.
other companies.
And boobs.
Yeah. Well, and there's Microsoft. A separate conference with the boobs.
That's well, separate for you, perhaps.
Dude, we need to get copies of Windows 7 beta, is what it comes down to. I'm getting one. I'm going to get one.
Can you just find that on the internet somewhere?
Yeah, I can, but I want like a legit copy that like Microsoft
does a beta
printed.
Have to be legit? I thought you could just download whatever beta you want.
No, I'm saying like I want to get a Microsoft printed copy of Windows 7 beta.
Oh.
Like I want them to be like, "Hey, we made this disc." And I'll be like, "Hey, I'm taking that."
Dude, speaking of which, so before coming to the show today, I went to Costco to get, you know, junk that you need at Costco. And I saw one of those Acer Aspire 1s. Are you familiar with these? That and the EPC, those tiny little computers?
Oh, yeah, sweet.
Like I've seen the Sony UMPC, my friend had one of those, paid like $1,300 for it or something stupid. This is $300-$350 and it's like a full laptop with a resolution that doesn't totally suck. It's not amazing.
Oh, you're talking about the laptop EPC things, yeah.
Well, I saw the Acer Aspire 1, but it's, you know, its direct competition is the EPC. It's this tiny little computer. It could fit in like a large pocket. it's
very large pocket.
Like
it's like a belly like, sized pocket.
You know those old school raver dudes who would wear giant pants?
Like, yeah. Like kangaroos their could pockets. Probably put one in their pocket.
Listen, some pockets could fit it. But it's a tiny little PC, man. And it's so much. I think people should have desktops and these tiny ass laptops. They shouldn't have the in-between stuff. No. At home, you're working on your desktop. That's cool. You've got it. Put it wherever is a convenient spot for you. Yeah. And when you're on the road, you've got this tiny-ass little machine that does everything. 120-gig hard drive. I think there's 160 gigs. You can have 2 gigs of RAM in that thing.
Which is the reason why they're making them.
Our fan Penn has one of those.
And you got to see it.
I got to see it. I got to touch it, just see it.
They have some of those little, like, I think they call it netbooks is the word they're using.
Yeah.
But, like, and then some companies, like, suing them because they have, like, anyways. That you can get some that have like the solid state drives that are like 16 gigabytes and they're like way more expensive, which defeats the purpose of them entirely.
Yeah, 8 gigs and 16 gigs. And yeah. I'm not convinced they give a lot more battery power. But anyway,
they don't.
I just, not so on topic for us, but I'm so excited. Like, I've known these things have existed, but I've never actually, like, seen it and held one and got to play with it.
Well, I'm glad it's not Little Big Planet.
So. Yeah, no, I'm very excited, and one of these days, I'll just spring for one. It'll be good times. And I don't know what games it runs. Probably nothing special, but...
You can get, like, the EPC, like, desktop thing, too, which is, like, the size of a Wii.
Screw that. I need you to find out, Rich, how powerful a 1.6 gigahertz Atom processor is, how it compares to other processors.
In comparison to what?
Other things that,
like,
people would be using.
Like an ARM 11?
No. All right, so, anyway...
I wonder how many people know what an ARM 11 is.
Let's start talking about video games soon.
An ARM 11 is related to video games? What are you talking about?
The ARM 9 is in a DS, and so is the ARM 11. They're both in the DS.
This isn't microprocessor hour.
I'm just saying.
All right, so talking about video games. Last week I talked a lot about WiiWare games. I think, Ari, you've had a chance to play some in your history as well. You apparently get to play everything, because they just have everything when you go to...
When I go work somewhere, someplace.
Your jobs with video game developers.
Yeah, although I haven't had as much time to check out, like... And really, that free stuff is, I think, from what developers can access, so far, it's just really, like, PartnerNet, which is Xbox 360's.
Ah, something special.
Don't they just get everything?
Right, so we just get everything on that. But, like, on the Wii, I don't know, not so much.
All right, well, anyway.
Not so easy.
I got to play some last week. You missed my discussion of it. This is game Helix, where, like, you punch in certain directions.
Yeah, that was completely retarded.
Have you seen that?
I played it in front of you. Don't you remember?
I have a very short-term memory.
This is one of those games where, upon looking at it, within 3 seconds, I immediately decide that it's crap.
And I thought you would love it.
But you were there, so I said, you know what? My friend Alon is there. I'm going to humor him. I will play this game for at least 12 seconds. And then I did, and in fact, it might even span over a minute. And then it was really just...
That's like a record for you.
It's just retarded. I don't know what else to say.
All right, well, I'm trying to tell myself that I'll... Like, I was complaining last week about how I continue to hate digital distribution and buying games like that, but if anybody has games that they think are specifically good, like very good WiiWare games or Xbox Live Arcade or PlayStation Network, please email me. And I might give some of these a shot. I might be willing to take the plunge and give them a shot and then maybe talk about them on the air. Alon at chatterboxgameshow.com.
You know what I was really surprised with now that I have a PS3, actually?
You got a PS3?
I did get a PS3, yes.
Why?
Why? Because
this guy
of
three.
This guy of three, why?
Are you serious? That's why you bought a PS3?
Yes, I'm serious. That's the main reason. Yeah.
Okay, they should never even release that game on the PS3 to begin with.
Because it doesn't need the PS2.
It looks exactly like the PS2 game, by the way. Just to put that out there, there's
okay,
no
you know
reason
what?
That
game.
I said the same thing to him. I said, why does
there's
this even
no
need to be on
the
PS3?
No reason that game should be on the PS3. Look, that game could be on the DS.
Okay, so Rich, let me tell you
are
why.
Are you done yet?
Because the PS3 doesn't play PS2 games. So now that people have swapped out their PS2 for PS3, it needs to run on the PS3.
Look.
Holy crap, you're right.
I can't go and make my own Disgaea 3 for PS2. So instead of whining about it, I can either not get it and not play it or get it and play it.
You should just not get it.
So I'm not as much of a, I don't know, techno elitist as you are, or however you want to term it.
Disgaea is an awesome game, though. How many hours have you put into it?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
So, but what were you going to say?
I'm a busy guy. I'm a lot of things to do.
What have you been impressed with on the PS3?
I got so used to getting every demo of everything you could get for free.
Right? Just Live Arcade, you mean?
From Live Arcade. I mean, just getting any demo, period, because the demos are for free anyway. That now that I notice it's not on PS3, I feel like there's something missing in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, honestly, I don't take advantage of getting a lot of demo games. Although recently, like, I went into the Xbox Live Arcade, and I downloaded a bunch of those community games, because I didn't even realize, like, I knew that they were going to be available, but I never realized they became available, aside from that brief beta that happened after GDC.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
That Showtime game is actually fun. Is that, that Carnival something Showtime?
Yeah.
Is actually pretty fun. There's a bunch of other games that are absolute crap, but there are some that are sort of interesting. And, you know, they only cost, some of them are like $3 or something. So in comparison to other games, it's...
See, the one thing that I'm really disappointed about, though, that Microsoft really needs to get on is releasing these games, like the Xbox Live Arcade kind of stuff, on the PC as well. Because you don't even realize, like, I'd get a 360 controller, download it onto my computer, and I'd play so many of those Xbox Live Arcade games just on my PC.
Well, why don't you just play them on your Xbox 360?
I don't have an Xbox anymore. I need to buy another one. It was my brother's.
Because your brother left. Wait, you never got your own?
Nah. Why was I going to buy one when my brother had one?
Dude,
why
they don't cost anything now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go buy just the arcade, probably.
Okay. And get the $20.
Such is the lamentation of the freeloader.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be cool if I could just, like, chill in my room and, like, play some Xbox Live Arcade games with my 360 controller plugged in. Because, like, Microsoft talks about, like, we need to make more games for Windows and blah, 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 but then they don't do anything about it.
Yeah, that Windows Live,
I bet
that was
you
a good investment for those people to
they
pay
could probably
for it,
press
right?
a button and port all the Xbox Live Arcade games over to Windows.
Well, I have a feeling it originally made for the PC and they had to press the button to port it to the 360.
Exactly.
Or turn
exactly.
a knob on a sound mixer, at least.
Hey, we'll be right back.
All right, guys, we're back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio, so named because we just don't ever shut up.
And we talk about video games.
And we talk about video games.
On the radio.
So, a very apt moniker, if I may say so myself.
Yeah, and in today's economy, it's so hard. You need free entertainment.
That's right.
And we fill that void. And if you're not having a job, if you don't have something to do, maybe you should go to school.
Maybe you should.
And then... maybe we'll be out of this slump by the time you're done with school.
It's really your responsibility. It's your fault that we're all in the shape we're in, and you should redeem yourself by doing what Alon says.
Yes, go to school. Go to the University of Advanced Technology, and you can learn about them at uat.edu.
Do it.
Do it. Rich, you did it. And you loved it.
Yes, and look where the economy is now, Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And my job is unaffected by it.
Your job's unaffected by
the economy.
Slump? No, your job is...
Actually, if it's affected by it, it's positively. The internet is immune.
Yeah.
Anyways, right. Yeah. Off topic.
We don't talk about your job. We got to keep that separate.
Okay, let's talk about... I don't know, what are we talking about?
There's several things. So, you want to talk about Nielsen ratings.
Yeah, I do.
We've got Scott on the phone who has a topic that is possibly too large to actually contain. But I still want to wait a little bit longer before getting to him. We should cover your Nielsen things, and then you also wanted to talk about Playtime, or best-selling games, and PlaySwitch.
And PlaySwitch.
There's so much on
so
today's
much.
Jungle.
And a little story about why I think video games are really awesome.
Because they make little kids do crazy stuff?
Yeah, they're just... Well, should I press the...
Go ahead.
What? No. I can tell you right now. It's a fantastic little anecdote.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, this little kid, right? This little Tommy.
What are we talking about, like 5, 6 years old?
Yeah, you know what? He's about 6 years old. I don't know his name, so we're just going to call him Tommy. True story, though. Out in Wacomico Church, Virginia, right?
Wait, the city is called Wacomico Church?
That's right. It's a bustling metropolis, clearly.
With the separation of church and state, how can we name a city after a church?
I don't know. Probably the same reason why we have a place called Coon Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Anyway,
Oh, that's horrible.
It's so true.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, little Timmy, I'm just going to change his name every time. You know, he's six, so he goes to school. And, you know, one morning he was late for school. He's late for the bus.
But he's got such good work ethic that he wanted to go to school,
well,
right?
Well, he really, really wanted to go to school badly. So what?
Probably because his parents beat him.
So what's little Johnny going to do, right?
Well, little Johnny, Timmy, or Tommy.
Well, you know, little Chris is... You know, notices that his mom's sleeping still, right? And he missed the bus. So
he's napping, doesn't want to wake her up.
So,
wants to go to school.
Oh, look, there's keys to the family Taurus right there on the table.
Taurus is a good, solid car.
So it's a fantastic vehicle.
American built.
So, you know, little Jimmy's like, oh, look, I've seen this in video games. I can use this to get to school. It's about 7 miles away. So, you know, he takes the keys, hops in the car.
7 miles?
It's about 7 miles, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Takes the keys. Gets in the car.
How many potential accidents could a six-year-old get in?
Well, you know...
in seven miles.
You'll find out very soon, right? So, basically, you know, okay, he starts the car, and he's on his way. Six-year-old driving the car. Apparently, on his way, he successfully negotiated at least 2 90-degree turns. didn't hit any cars. Although, he did run off the two-lane road a few times. And eventually he hit an embankment and a utility pole.
Now, how do we know about all this background? Was someone watching and videotaping?
About a mile and a half. This is from the AP, mind you. All these details. So you know it must be fact.
The Associated Press says so.
That's right.
Okay.
So eventually he crashed. And once he crashed, he got out of the car and started walking to school. Because at that point it was about a mile and a half away.
He made it more than halfway to school. Six-year-old probably can't even touch the pedals very well.
So apparently, I don't know, maybe that's why he was veering around so much. Anyway, he didn't actually
hurt
anybody.
I sure hope they had power steering, otherwise the kid isn't going anywhere.
Probably. And so anyway, the police, obviously, they find out, right? And they pick him up on his as he tries to attempt to get to school.
He should have brought his tricycle in the back. He would have made it there faster.
And they asked him, "Hey, boy, how'd you learn to drive?" And he said, "I did it from playing Grand Theft Auto and Monster Truck Jam."
Monster Truck Jam, dude, is very realistic racer.
Awesome.
Now, the funny part is that the sheriff here said that this is really a story of miracles. The Lord was with him along with everyone else on the highway.
A good thing he's in McComico Church.
And I disagree with that strongly. This was no chance that he didn't hit anyone. Not by chance, not by act of God.
No, he learned it.
It was the extreme ability of video games to teach him such fantastic driving skills.
Well, part of the skill he learned was how to take keys from someone else.
That's right.
And so
I think that we should honor and thank Grand Theft Auto for endowing kid with such skill.
Don't belittle Monster Truck Jam.
And okay, well, you know, there's maybe there's a few like jumps.
I'm glad
or something.
That no one's saying this is a violent issue. Really, it has to do with just driving a car.
Yeah, well, they did arrest both of his parents and charge them with child endangerment. So,
dude, that could happen to anyone. Yeah. Their kid could take their keys and take their car.
Hey, you know what? When cops are pissed, someone's got to pay.
What do you have to do? Lock your keys up?
I guess.
With another key?
Don't. You know what? Don't go to sleep. Don't sleep
How
late.
Do you do that? They're just going to find your lock key.
No, you have to put the keys in a gun lock, and then it has four different combination codes.
You have to put in a combination lock, so you don't have to hide the key lock to the lock.
Then you have to get a Lexus or a Mercedes that has a fingerprint scanner that cannot start unless you chop
your
finger off.
You
first.
Get the breath blower ones, the thing for the drunk people.
The breathalyzer.
Yeah, get the breathalyzer attached. And keep it out of reach of children or something.
Well, that doesn't matter because you just have to be not drunk for that.
I was just thinking,
it's not like
keep it
DNA.
Detached. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come up with creative solutions.
This kid has more driving experience than people twice his age.
Did better than a lot of the 16-year-old girls driving around.
That's right.
Yeah. So how old was this kid?
Six.
See, I missed that part because that is amazing right there.
Yes, Norm, how old were you when you started driving? 25.
I was 25.
See, Norm has more years behind him than we do, and back then you had to take lot of time before you decided to drive.
I guess they didn't hand him out like candy like they did.
It was like three times I had to take my test.
Oh man, let's not brag. It was just three times. Me, yeah, I did it in one try.
And they don't even test people here in Arizona, do they?
No.
Not if you already have a license, but if you don't, I'm pretty sure you have to be tested.
Oh, do they?
It doesn't
look like it.
It's extremely easy to get a...
You know what the story is? It's more education for why I should not be having children, because as I've told people in the past, there's so many ways to go to jail if you have a kid.
Yes, because they actually have brains and they will do what they want when they can.
Yeah, like, right now, I can sit around and do absolutely nothing, and no problem. I don't hurt anybody. I don't hurt anybody, period. I can sit and do nothing in my house, and nothing goes wrong. That's how I keep safe. If I don't want to go to jail, I don't do anything wrong.
That's right. Everybody, lock yourself in your homes.
If you have a kid, you could be sitting there doing nothing, and that by itself is against the law.
If you stay out of trouble, you won't get hurt.
You got to, like, feed him. You got to talk to him. You got to remember where he is.
I learned.
And you got to make sure he doesn't steal your freaking car.
I learned that from Morrowind.
I hope there's a video game for training parental skills.
Well, maybe that's what we need.
I started,
but it's not any good because I didn't start when I was six.
There should be like parent mama instead of cooking mama.
All right, so we got a few more minutes in this segment. Next segment, we'll get to Scott. We got a couple more things. You want to talk about the most sold games in history, and then Rich wants to talk about the most played games of the year.
Which is ridiculous!
Two good lists. So let's make it quick.
We got a couple minutes?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes.
All right, this will be nice and easy. Nice and
rapido.
Quick. All right, so I'm just going to quiz you guys, right? What do you think? I've got the top 10 top-selling games of all time. All time, okay? Since time immemorial.
Monopoly.
Whatever that means. Video games.
Okay.
So what do you think is the best-selling game
of all time? Well, it's hard, does The Sims count as a game or a series that are all contained in a single... Like, what is...
Tetris.
Let's say console games.
And we're talking about single SKUs?
Tetris.
It's whatever. Console games. Tetris is incorrect.
I know that Wii Play is
no,
up there.
No, you're incorrect because
Wii Play
Tetris
is incorrect.
Is.
Try again.
Okay. Wii Play sold... I just read something about
Try
how
again.
It sold more than anything else.
Well, you read wrong.
What?
Okay. Wii Sports, Super Mario Brothers, Pokemon Red, Green, Blue.
You're such a... What curse word can I
Tetris
use?
Tetris is on the list, by the way.
It's not... No,
Duck Hunt is on the
this.
List.
Look at this. You've just destroyed all the magic...
I can tell you
and
right
suspense
now...
suspense...
Tetris
dramatics
has
of
sold
my...
30 million copies worldwide on the Game Boy.
Dude, take his computer away. Take that computer away from it.
What else do you have on your
It wasn't
list?
Number one, dude. I was asking for what
All
was,
right,
number,
what was oh. number one. Let's let Ara control
okay.
the podium
so,
here.
So, if I wasn't just... If my spot hadn't have been completely demolished
U.S. or worldwide?
Oh,
Is it
Lord.
Wii Sports? Because I can see the image on
yeah,
your paper.
Yeah, so Wii Sports
yeah.
is actually number one, and it just recently passed... The previous holder for number one.
So you're telling
was
me the Wii has sold more
Super
than the
Mario
NES?
Brothers.
Which was Super Mario Brothers. So the Wii,
on the NES.
Wii Sports has sold just a little bit more than Super Mario Brothers, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 40-some-odd million.
That's just because they all yep. come free with the system.
Worldwide, of yep. course.
It's hard to call it a sale, though, because it's a system coming with a free
well,
game.
Well, that's the funny thing, because I would also raise the same kind of criticism, although the company who did this, called VG Charts, said that they don't consider it a total tie-in because, and this is kind of questionable to me,
about?
But they said that because the game isn't, quote, given away with the console, it is purchased alongside the console.
No, it's not.
No.
I would
okay.
raise the same
you,
question.
You can't purchase
is,
it.
This is the
I'm
side
just,
I'm looking
I
at
just,
you,
apparently
well.
In Japan you can purchase it separately.
In Japan, yeah. in Japan you have so. To purchase
and
it
And in England
separately.
it comes with Wii Play instead
yeah.
of Wii Sports or
and this
both
is,
or something.
And this
I'm just telling you what
complaint.
They said. Don't shoot the
no,
messenger.
No, and I understand where you're coming from because I
because you
well.
Looked at this.
I'm
news
on VGCharts.com. I didn't even know that's
you,
what you're using.
You cheated with the internet.
I didn't cheat.
All right. Well, we didn't
resources.
Have time for your list
we'll be
because
back.
Of all this bickering.
It's his fault.
We'll be right back.
To Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one.
Got a little dust on your finger there?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it comes from
little
the radio station.
It's about 3 inches off of that mic there.
So, listeners, as you can tell, we're back. We want to take a few callers, see what they have to say. Some topics introduced from our listeners. If you want to call
maybe,
us.
Maybe callers have topics.
In the future, I mean, like I said earlier, most people are listening through podcasts. But if you're interested in listening live, you know, we're actually on the radio. So, I think, what is it right now? 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 East Coast, is that?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Because of the crazy time in Arizona, it changes over the course of the year. But right now we're 8 and 11. So if you can figure out what time that is for you, feel free to listen live. Just go to our website, chatterboxgameshow.com. You can call in, talk to us, whatever. So we got Scott Fopo in the online chat. You can also chat with us online when we've got an actual show going on. So, Scott, you are on the air, sir.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I hear you got a brand new microphone
What's
just
up,
to
dude?
Talk to us today.
Well, it's from last year, but I just finally set it up. It's kind of a pain to set it up for just a chat, but...
For just yeah. a chat.
It sounds like it's from
Dude, this
last
is
year.
Live radio.
I know. So so you emailed us, said...
So
you,
I made an exception.
Yeah. So you said, I have this big topic I want to talk about, and I'm going to tell you we're going to limit your topic to, like, 10 minutes, because that's all we've got.
Okay.
But lay it on me.
Unless I get really interested.
Yeah.
You've all been there, right, where you had people say books is the only real literature, like the only real art form in, for storytelling or narrative?
No, just because I don't have those kind of discussions with people.
Okay,
more like, do you like my shirt? What do you think of these shoes?
Alon, your shirt is awesome.
No, 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 no. But seriously, though, what kind of discussions about books? That they're banned?
No, they're the only real literature. Like, everything else is just senseless entertainment and books enrich your mind.
Well, I mean, they are literature. I mean, sure.
I think he's making the point that people make the claim that books are an accepted, truly honorable medium, and other mediums don't get that respect.
Sure, sure. I don't mean to destroy your momentum, so continue, please.
Yeah, actually, I think it's just that they haven't really matured yet. Well, video games and movies. If you look at literature, one interesting aspect is that you can tell who a good artist is by their art style. If you see, for example, painting or by literature, they can say, oh, Hemingway, it's written by Hemingway because of how he structured his sentences, which is usually caused by bad grammar, but beyond the point. Or some modern artist where they can tell by the way he splatters his paint who it is. So they don't actually need to label to find out who it is.
Speaking of which, I heard this crazy theory about Pollock and how he, like, had this weird fractals in all of his paintings and stuff, and you can tell a Pollock from a non-Pollock when you put it through a computer processing stuff.
Really?
You guys heard this?
That's the guy who does all those splotches everywhere.
Yeah, the crazy paint drippings, who I have absolutely no respect for, but apparently he's some, like, mad genius. Right? This is what I was hearing people talk about it. So I have no respect for the Pollock paintings, but apparently there's something mathematically special about them. All right.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
If you go back to movies, you'll notice that a lot of people kind of poo-poo the person if they can only do one genre and they don't diversify. It seems to be kind of a pressure for people to go and try to diversify and do comedy and drama and action all at once.
Hang on one second. I want to clarify for our listeners. They poo-poo things?
Come on, it's the radio, right?
You were prepared for this. Come on. You knew I would give you hello for that.
Yeah, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, well, I think video games just hasn't really matured enough yet, and part of it was actually technology. If you look back in the starting of literature, there wasn't really much narrative until there actually was technology to do the narrative, and I'm not talking about, like...
You mean, like, writing?
Part of the technology would actually be the actual language itself. Then you look at, for example, scrolls versus bound books. Before there was bound books with pages, there wasn't really any literature because you just couldn't do it on a scroll. There was no way you could, you know, stop reading one day and come back because you'd spend half your time just trying to find where you left off.
The technology of actual paper progress to the medium.
How do you think Homer wrote his epics?
I understand what he's saying.
Those are some major narratives.
Well, hold on. I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to briefly take issue with something, but I don't want to get stuck on this either. I don't think that it's the same thing applies to games, because I think you could argue that a lot of video games are immature, but at the same time, I think you could also argue that there are a lot of video games that in certain respects are incredibly mature and also not dependent on high technology to be mature. But anyway, keep going.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying that's kind of a factor. Also, if you look at films, you can look at how it progressed over the last 100 years even. When it started off, it was trains going through tunnels or a guy on a park bench with a piece of paper stuck to his hand.
Trains and tunnels.
And now we have explosions for 2 hours.
And cars crashing, of course.
There is also different demographics they fill. Some people don't care about literature, but we do have films like Schindler's List and other ones that actually people would consider is a valid literary form. I'm just wondering if video games hasn't actually reached that point yet. Some people think it's not possible that you have, there's a bit of a conflict with the fact that you have to actually play a video game, but I'm not sure if it actually has really just matured there. I'm not sure if we actually are capable of understanding how to make it yet. There is no, for example, film studies for video games and taught in university yet. There's English literature, there's literature in just about every language, there's film studies, there's music design.
This is true, but okay, I'm going to put another spanner in the works, as the British say. I think it's more because people aren't able yet as a group, as a whole, to recognize the beautiful and mature things that do exist in some games, rather than an intrinsic immaturity of the games overall themselves.
I'm agreeing with you, Ara, and I also want to recognize the difference that we all probably know, but perhaps isn't being made obvious to the audience, that difference between books, music, fine art, and movies versus video games is that all of those are passive mediums, whereas games are, you know, inherently interactive. And so part of the beauty is how you interact with it, which also means it's not the same thing from one gameplay session to the next. You might have one game be a different experience. Not to mention the fact that you don't experience the entire game in one sitting, at least in most cases. Like Pac-Man, you essentially get the whole game in one sitting. But more modern games, there tends to be a lot of things that you miss. And in fact, you could play through the whole thing and still miss significant portions of the game.
And I just want to throw out something really quick. I just thought of this. This has really nothing to do with what we're talking about. But I always like to say that games are really a container of all other possible media. Because if you think about it, they kind of can
be. It's got music. It's got
They can be a container for narrative. All of the media that we know of. I guess except for things like pottery. But, I mean, you know.
Well, you can even have virtual pottery.
Yeah, you could represent pottery.
But yeah, I mean, and that's one of the beautiful things about gaming and why there are people who are so passionate about it these days. I mean, you've got people who are passionate about books and music and all that, but that always seems strange to me because you're just, basically you're ingesting other people's products, right? Whereas game, you get to interact and it's a totally different experience. So,
but you're right, Scott, that the games don't get no respect, you know?
I actually think that one of the major issues I'm kind of asking is a lot of people seem to think that because it's part movie, part music, part board game, part text adventure, right, whatever.
Or it can be.
They can't all
part driving
together.
Simulator.
Yes. But they all can't blend together. But I'm not sure if that's true. I'm not sure if we just haven't matured enough to realize that it can blend together.
Don't want them to for it to be mature, though. I mean, that's not necessarily... You know, just because you put all the ingredients in the world in a recipe doesn't make that a good recipe, right?
Well, and there's some other aspects, too. Like, earlier today at my paid job there, someone was asking me how I deal with something specific and if she should be involved in what I do. And I thought, well, no, it's better that I control... I'm trying to be very vague, right? It's better that I control this thing that I do at work. Nobody else get involved. And, you know, books, when they're written... Sometimes books are written with multiple people, but it's, you know, narrative and novels and stuff usually are written by a single person. Music can be a collaboration of a band, but commonly you'll see one composer and one, you know, lyric writer and stuff. Obviously, fine art, same situation. It's usually a single person with rare exceptions. So video games are collaborations, and they're often inspired by the non-impassioned people. Like, Ara's worked on projects where he's a designer, yet he wasn't the person who came up with the concept.
Right, and in fact, the venture often is so commercialized that it's more of the creation of a product designed for sale and not for any kind of authorial or artistic integrity.
But yes. Movies are the same way, though.
Well, most of them are.
Yeah, but I mean, new movies are basically telling a story, and you've got usually a single writer, and the director then has
an interpretation
of it.
The director is a different person.
No, but
editor is a different person.
But the same thing happens in movies too, because especially the blockbusters, it's more so, right? Maybe you have one writer, but then you have 13 rewrites because of, you know, the myriad of tests, and they decided, oh, this ending makes people feel 5% less happy than this other ending. And so let's go with the happy feeling ending.
Well, you're right. But even in movies and in games, you get those occasions when single people or very small groups are involved.
Like, no, it happens, right? Like Kubrick's films, like Kubrick was devastatingly controlling as a director.
Yeah, Kevin
Same thing
Smith's
with,
movies.
Like, Kurosawa.
Yeah, Kevin Smith movies are the ones that are popular these days that are, you know, mostly one or two people dealing with it. Older video games were like one person, like not Journey game, was that an adventure?
Journey.
Journey was also a game, right?
Yeah.
But Adventure is an example. Fly Wrench, which we talked about sometime in the last few months.
Well, even more recently, like Braid.
Braid.
One guy. All right, there you go.
And you get a very passionate game with
maybe a couple guys.
With a lot of artistic value behind it. And I think it has to do with where it comes from, where the passion is, and that doesn't come from commercial projects, like Ara was saying.
Usually.
Anyway, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio, and I am in dire need of a cuticle remover.
stop playing with your nails around the show, man.
The cuticle is just getting bigger and bigger by the minute. Like, I just, it's like one of those, like, clown-like tricks where...
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a man. I don't know what a cuticle is.
Like, even men get cuticles, you guys.
My girlfriend would laugh her ass off if she heard me saying that.
I bet so.
All right.
So what are we talking about?
So, anyway, Scott either bailed or we hung up on him or something during the break, but I appreciate that he took so much time and effort. Like, he sent an email about what he wanted to talk about.
I was just wishing he could get to the punchline, so now we have to guess what it might be.
No, I just want to sometimes they want to ask us a question, but they go so into it that they forget that there's – we need to talk. I don't know. But I think we made some good points. Certainly, as the technology has progressed, it has made it easier for developers to do what they want.
Yeah. Let me rant about this for just a minute or two. There's, I mean, I think what we were getting at is that, you know, video games as a medium are incredibly new. I mean, even if you just compare it on a time basis, right?
What's crazy, though, they're really new, but they've gone through a huge amount of evolution.
Well, sure, of course. And you know, most of that has been due to technology, right?
Yeah.
If you look at any other media, right, they've been along for much, much longer. Even, like, movies, let's say, are probably the next newest media. And those have been around for about 100 years, right? And it's kind of funny because I think that there's still and continues to be, and I think will also continue to be, this kind of stigma associated with games where, you know, a lot of people will have trouble taking them seriously. However, I don't think that that should be confused with the idea that there are a lot of games that exist now that I think are completely mature as art and as a video game. And just because other people regard them as being immature, it doesn't mean that they are. It just means that they don't have the capacity to appreciate a game on that level because it's such a new thing that they've, for example, like what we were talking about, okay, like you were like, okay, Pac-Man, well, you can pretty much experience that game in a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
Well, graphically speaking, you can, right? But the whole interactive concept of it, and I hate to be throwing around that word because it's just, I've got issues, I guess, but there's an aspect to the interactive experience, right, which is more specifically the learning aspect that contains a depth there that is very, very easy to forget. And in fact, most people don't even know to look for it, and so they completely forget about it, right? So the depth and interest in something like Pac-Man, right, is on one level, it's what the game looks like. But there's a lot more there, right? And you don't have to use Pac-Man as an example. You can use a lot of other games that have gameplay depth, right? But what I'm getting at is that the process of you actually learning the patterns and the depth of the mechanics over time, which sometimes can span, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, even more hours, right? That kind of learning process is a depth there that nobody can perceive unless you've actually been through that process. And that's what I'm mostly getting at where I'm saying that most people don't seem to have the capacity to actually appreciate games on that level. Because
so what you're saying is you regret not putting more time into Helix.
It's possible. I mean, you always run that risk. That's a very good point, right? Maybe there's something incredible about Helix that if I just had the wherewithal to experience that and to push myself through, right, that maybe I could experience and learn and understand something wonderful and unique that I never have before. Or maybe it's just crap. But the point is, like inaccessible music, a lot of times, like in an inaccessible novel that people don't understand the first time they read it, right? There's a depth there to games. And that's why I'm saying that a lot of games already have this substantial maturity to them. A lot of us just need to kind of even catch up with those games and understand and appreciate that.
I think video game appreciation, it could be made into a whole course at UAT.
I think it could, or perhaps elsewhere.
Every university across the country.
Yeah. Well, that too.
But this is the
thing. I'm trying to pitch our sponsor.
Tomorrow.
UAT.edu, University of Advancing Technology.
I mean, even in something like Mortal Kombat, you know? I mean, like, most adults look at Mortal Kombat, and they're like, oh, there's blood and there's punching and this game is crap and right, and I mean, like, maybe the game is crap, you know,
it was mostly crap,
right?
Mortal Kombat is not crap.
I'm talking about the original, dude. It was like there's a high punch, a low punch.
Oh, well, MK2.
Right, and it may be crap, right? And it's not the most deep and interesting and sophisticated of game systems. But even in something like Mortal Kombat, right, there is a layer of depth. The people who play Mortal Kombat for any appreciable length of time do not continue to play it repeatedly because they love the blood. It's because they gain an appreciation for the layer of interaction that's there that only comes out when you dedicate a certain amount of time to it.
They do it because Katana and Melina don't wear many clothes.
Okay, well, you know, that's what part of it. But then my point is that you get tired of that. Jade. You get tired of that, looking at that over and over. I mean, maybe some people don't. Maybe I'm giving people too much credit.
And Liu Kang.
Maybe. Okay, well,
dude, he's got a hat with a razor blade on it.
Now that's just getting weird, guys.
What?
Isn't that Liu Kang? No, he had the mask. Kano, wasn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Liu Kang was
the Asian dude.
Oh, the Asian dude who.
None of those things are sexy, guys.
Was who was the guy with the blade hat? Well, I can't remember his name.
That's Liu Kang's, like, uncle or something.
Raiden?
No, Raiden was the electricity dude.
He doesn't throw his hat?
The hat that cuts, like, people in half. I'm so embarrassed I can't remember his name.
The Kano guy was the half mask.
Well, I'm glad I finished my point now that the conversation has been completely derailed.
Listen, we've got your BFF on the line.
All right.
Your new. Best friend forever.
That's don't be so extreme.
Hey,
Pen, or the new larger and improved or something. Pen 15, whatever his new name is.
What's up, dude?
Kung Lao.
Kung Lao.
Yeah, you're
and
so.
And
Mortal
Kombat is a pretty terrible fighter when you go back.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome in the arcade.
But it was one of the first games to introduce...
You could turn into a dragon and eat a guy's body.
It was one of the first ones to introduce combos, wasn't it?
No, come on, what are you...
Not combos, but...
Well, like, the type of
fatality.
Combos that are linked, specifically.
No.
Like, not freeform.
Like in Street Fighter?
No.
Combos were there
Street Fighter,
before.
You can combo because you can combo, but this game is like, if you hit this button, and then hit this button, and then hit this one, it has a specific combo path.
Pen can answer that question.
That was only in Mortal Kombat 3, when they introduced that.
Well, I know, but it was part of the series.
I think Killer Instinct came out before Mortal Kombat 3.
But
I'm not
100%
sure.
But Killer Instinct didn't have fatalities.
Yes, it did. It had danger moves, which is exactly
You can't turn into a dragon.
It was called Ultimate Combo, if I recall.
No, that was only a finisher done within
the
combo.
What are we talking about?
Guys, he's schooling you, all right?
He's right.
Just give it up.
But the Ultimate was the closer fatality mixed with a combo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, ha-ha. Right?
Yep.
All right.
Fantastic.
Iglesias is my man. All right. So we got a few minutes. You want to discuss this new merger or change or buyout? Am I right?
Yeah, but real quick to what Aura said about appreciating gameplay, that to me is sort of why a lot of games bore me real quick, or I see a game and just by looking at it I can tell that, you know, certain mechanics will break sort of the complexity of the game. That's why I don't enjoy God of War, because it's so on the surface, there's no depth because of the way the combat is handled.
Right. That's actually a really good example, because there isn't much depth at all in the mechanics. And so pretty much the only way you can appreciate that game is on, you know, more of a surface level. And, I mean, the popularity of that game is evidence to the fact that a lot of people don't really have the ability to appreciate things beyond that.
But also, it's sort of like, it's a weird analogy, but... Like, a lot of people are complaining that, oh, you know, rap music is dead. It's all about, you know, dance songs and all this stuff. And I always tell people, you can say that the music is dead, but also it's more like the audience is dead. The audience doesn't want to
have... It's more like you're dead. Yeah.
The audience doesn't want anything complex and deep and meaningful.
Okay, Rich wants to say something. What do you want to
say?
Let's
give Rich the floor.
Okay.
Do you want to argue about God of War?
As far as God of War
goes. Are we really having this argument now?
Maybe you don't need all this depth to the controls of the game, but it's always satisfying to stab a sword in a Cyclops eye.
If you're simple-minded and play on easy, of course it is. But people who play challenging games...
Dude, I played God of War on hard my second time through, by the way.
And it's easy on hard. I beat it on hard as well.
Oh, I'm sorry it's not Ninja Gaiden. That's stupefyingly hard that goes, oh, you're dead! And then you just go, oh.
No, there are plenty of hard games out there like Contra and stuff like that. But then there's difficulty, but with...
Can you rip the wings off of a harpy and have them scream?
Oh, you know what? I just don't even have to say anything anymore.
I prefer to do more than just hit one button to do those cool moves.
Oh, it's so much fun.
He's got you there, Rich.
No, you like to press 20 buttons instead of 4.
Oh, and this is how little God of War thinks of the audience.
Whenever anything complicated has to be done in the game, it goes, hey, you're too stupid. Here's a big giant button on the screen. This is what you're supposed to do, moron.
Which is awesome, by the way.
He's got a good point.
Dude, it's...
And I don't
love it.
I don't think that's belittling the audience. I think it's the developers wanting to show off something cool and not do the work involved with making the play mechanic work as well.
And that's what I liked about Ninja Gaiden, is that everything cool that happened on screen
is
because I did it.
So I guess Shenmue sucks too.
Yeah. What sucks?
Shenmue.
Well...
Shenmue was cool,
That's
dude.
Hard to argue.
Yeah, I'd say it sucks. I'll just say
Shenmue
it.
Shenmue was cool.
I got trapped between a guy and a fence, all right? It gets a thumbs down for me. Trapped.
What it comes down to is God of War is awesome.
All right, so... We've got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I mean, Rich just made my point. So
I just wanted to know what you guys thought of 1UP Closing, because to me it's a big, huge deal. And
ironically, I was looking at my 1UP profile today for the first time in literally years. And I was like, how do I get rid of this? You can't just delete it. There's no option. To delete it, you have to send an email to feedback@1UP.com. And if I want to get rid of it, and now if I try to do that, it doesn't matter because everyone's friggin' fired, so it's going to stay up there forever or until 1UP totally closes. So I don't care, man. I don't use 1UP that much. It's kind of a bummer, though, because like, we see those people at the shows, and they're cool people. And, you know, they write articles about like the Res vibrator and stuff. But I'm sure they'll continue to have jobs somewhere.
I'm sad to see EGM go, but, I mean, that unfortunately, not the fault of anyone working there, but I think that it's just become
this is very
kind of a shadow
news,
of its
by the way. People listening, UGO... I don't even know what that stands for. United Gamers Online, I'm guessing.
I thought it was
like
Underground
that.
Gamers.
I have no idea. But anyway, they just bought 1UP, and EGM's gone, and there's a lot of other changes. I think the 1UP show is going away. And I have not read enough about it. But
it's 1UP, less competition for us.
1UP was just yummy, yummy purchased by somebody. So anyway, so doesn't affect me, but maybe some of their listeners will want to listen to Chatterbox.
Our world conquest continues.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. This is clearly the end of the program, but we will be back next week with all sorts of stuff to talk about from CES that probably is not related to video games, but funny and stupid all at the same time.
And boobs.
We'll talk to you next week.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.